Well, stories like these have become a regular part of the daily news cycle lately.
White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is on shaky ground.
Now, the Washington Post is out with a headline that reads, Sessions spoke twice with Russian ambassador.
White House officials this morning say they do not know the basis for the president's allegations.
Whether it's the resignation of the National Security Advisor, speculation about the Trump campaign's collusion with Russia, or President Trump's unverified claim about wiretapping by former President Obama, news outlets often turn to Maine Senators Susan Collins and Angus King to weigh in. As Steve Missler reports, that's because both sit on the powerful Intelligence Committee, which is privy to some of the nation's deepest secrets.
Whenever Collins and King appear on national television to discuss the latest Russia controversy, they're typically introduced this way.
And Maine Independent Senator Angus King serves on the Intelligence and Armed Services Committee and joins me now. First of all, Senator.
Colleague of Senator Warner's on the Intelligence Committee, Maine Senator Susan Collins.
The Intelligence Committee, or as King says,
technically the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence.
It's the committee charged with overseeing the country's entire spying apparatus. That's 17 different agencies, including the CIA, National Security Administration, and the FBI. And the fact that King and Collins are on it, that's unusual given there are only 15 members. It also means Maine's two senators are in the middle of an investigation into Russia's alleged meddling in the presidential election and Trump's claim that President Obama tapped his phones. Collins was asked about the allegation by CBS Face the Nation host John Dickerson on Sunday.
Should he be talking about this on Twitter? Is this helpful?
It would be more helpful if he turned over to the Intelligence Committee any evidence that he has.
And during an appearance last week on MSNBC, King used a Star Wars reference to explain Trump officials' now debunked denials about their interactions with Russian officials.
The denials remind me of Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first Star Wars, remember, where he says, "These aren't the droids you're looking for."
But the national spotlight on both senators sometimes obscures an important fact. When it comes to Russian election tampering and other matters of national security, King and Collins already know a lot more than the rest of us. They just can't talk about it. Not yet. As part of the Intelligence Committee, King and Collins have the highest level of security clearance. They receive briefings from high-ranking intelligence officials twice a week. And the briefings are so secret that they take place inside a secure room inside the Capitol.
It's called a SCIF.
SCIF, that stands for Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility.
And it's a place that cannot be penetrated by radio waves. Everybody has to leave their electronic devices outside, members as well as staff.
When King and Collins were briefed on U.S. interrogation methods a few years ago, they heard it in a SCIF. The information remained private for a long time before it was included in the Intelligence Committee's 2013 torture report. It's a document that ultimately led to dramatic changes in U.S. interrogation practices, including torture. And that report underscores the committee's primary task.
Those of us who have been named to the committee have such an important oversight function.
Or as King puts it,
this is an important committee because nobody else is watching.
Nobody was watching America's spies until about 40 years ago. What paved the way were the Watergate scandal and the Nixon administration's directive to spy on Americans and domestic groups considered a threat to the country. Among those who were targeted, Martin Luther King Jr., who received this anonymous letter in 1964 and read aloud by attorney Frank Schwartz during hearings held by the Church Commission a decade later.
King, there is only one thing left for you to do. You know what it is. You have just 34 days in which to do it. This exact number has been selected for a specific reason. It has definite practical significance. You are done.
King interpreted that letter as an effort to get him to kill himself, and it was sent by the FBI. The letter was just one of more than 10,000 documents the Church Commission reviewed for over a year as it probed the activities of the FBI, CIA, and other spy agencies. It was the Church Commission that created the special courts that authorized wiretaps, the kind of snooping Trump has alleged against Obama. It also created the Senate Intelligence Committee and its counterpart in the House. Both work in secret, and Collins and King say there are practical reasons for this.
And what's often most sensitive is not necessarily the information itself, but how we got it.
Very highly classified information that literally could cause people to lose their lives if it were revealed.
Collins describes working on the committee as operating in a black box. She and King can't respond to the latest bombshell news report, even when they'd like nothing more than to share some facts.
The version may not be true, and yet I can't say that. I cannot correct the record.
And as for Russia, Collins can only say that the country's cyber activities are malicious. She and King also believe that the investigation is so serious and Americans are so concerned that the Intelligence Committee should take the rare step of holding some of its hearings in public. In the meantime, the confidential briefings will continue, as will the investigation into Russian meddling. Collins says she's heading to the CIA next week to review a new batch of secret documents. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.